Hey guys, it's your girl back with another episode of Lyrics Thoughts. Of course, it's been a while. We ain't gonna have this little recap. We just gonna jump right into our next topic. Okay. I hope everybody had a good Thanksgiving. I hope you guys had tons and tons of fun with your friends and your family. Hope y'all ate a whole lot of food. I just want to get right into it and talk about my Thanksgiving. Now, I had a great time with my family. We actually went over down to Greensboro, North Carolina. It was my family's first Thanksgiving without my grandmother. And it was difficult for me because I'm used to ending my Thanksgiving evening with my grandmother. And I've done that. I've done that for a long time. So for me to not be able to close out the evening with her, really took a toll on me for a moment. And I was able to talk it out with some of my cousins and whatnot, and I was pretty much okay. But one of the things that got on my nerve, and I'm sure that everyone can relate, is the when are you gonna have babies conversations. Now, you know, being 25 and being married, it's like, okay, the next thing that you're supposed to do is have a baby. And I get that. But what y'all not gonna do, family, y'all not gonna make us feel like we could just go to the store and buy a baby. Like, oh, I want that one right there. Can I have my receipt too? So that way, like, you know, if it's something that I don't like about this baby, I could return it in like 30 days. Like, the hell? Y'all need to really stop pressing us about having babies. You know, it's so crazy because at one point, everybody our age was having a baby. And here came the older matriarchs of the family. Oh, y'all having babies all left and right out here, and y'all don't know the first thing about having babies and raising babies. Y'all are babies yourself with Similac still on your tongue. Now, all of a sudden, Auntie Cheryl and Ethel want you to just pop out a damn baby so they can have something to play with. Cheryl, do you have babies money? Do you have babies money, Cheryl? Because you out here making requests as if you the one that's going to be providing for this baby for the whole 21 years of their lives. You ain't, okay? Do you see what the hell diapers cost nowadays in goddamn Walmart? And y'all talk about popping out a baby? Yeah, listen, I don't even like buying myself a new pair of sweats, and I will have to buy diapers damn near every month. Uh-oh. Y'all tripping. Y'all really out here tripping. I just got to a beautiful, slim, thick size 10, and y'all trying to get me all fat and disfigured already. Like, relax. Let me live my best life, okay? Whenever God see fit for me to carry a child and bring a child into this world, then that's when the Lord will ordain it. Until then, leave me alone, okay? I like to drink liqueur every day, okay? My evening is not complete without a glass of Taylor Port. And y'all sitting here trying to have me out here pregnant and whatnot. Y'all better leave me alone, okay? Leave me alone. Because it's just getting annoying. Damn near every family function now is about when I'm having a baby. Okay? Leave me alone. You don't rush perfection, okay? And you don't never know. When my baby come, my baby gonna be the most beautiful baby on the block. Everybody gonna want to talk to my baby and see my baby and think about my baby. But that's gonna be one thing I'm gonna let y'all know right now. When it is my time, my baby ain't going outside. Y'all ain't coming over. I might think about posting a pic or two of the baby, but that's as far as that's going to go. I'm not going outside with my child until my child is at least 5 months old. I don't care what nobody say. All of that, oh, you got to take them outside so that they could be exposed. Girl, bye, expose these nuts. I'm not exposing my child to nothing that the Lord himself did not ordain for him to be exposed to, okay? That's just how that's going to work. Y'all be out here giving birth and then the next week got the baby out in the damn supermarket and whatnot. Everybody sneezing and shit. Somebody got Ebola in aisle two and y'all wonder why the damn babies be sick, getting flare-ups and rashes and whatnot every 5 damn days. Stay your butt in the house, okay? Stay your butt in the house with that damn baby. I'm trying to tell you, y'all be out here tripping. Y'all be really, oh, going on a stroll with little man. The little man is 2 days old. What are you doing? What are you doing? Sit down, okay? This is what I'm saying. I'm going to let y'all have y'all fun. Y'all go ahead and y'all pop out these babies, okay? Y'all pop out these babies. Y'all try out all these new things that's coming out, okay? So that way, when it is my turn, y'all could give me some proper suggestions on what to buy and what not to buy. Because I'm not, not right now. But, you know, when the Lord say, hey, girl, I think it's time for you to take a break from all the liquor. Here you go. I'm gonna be like, Jesus, why? Like, you should have told me in advance. But it's gonna be all right. But for real, ladies, advice: when you go to your family functions, just be prepared for that talk, for the when you have in your baby talk, okay? Be prepared for it. And when you are prepared, trust me, you will respond better. You know what I'm saying? Because I was prepared for this Thanksgiving. I was very prepared. And when my mama said, when you giving me grandkids, okay? When my mama said it. And my mama know me better than anybody. My mama know that I drink. My mama know that I don't like crying. She know I go to bed early. She knows me better than anybody. Okay, well, not better than my sisters and my brothers, but my mama know. Okay, so for her to ask me when I was going to give her a grandchild, okay, she should have been smacked because she know better. But since it's my mama and I can't smack her, my reply, because I was prepared, ladies, was, do you have grandkids money? Okay, do you have grandkids money? All right, see, it was okay for when I asked for some damn McDonald's for you to ask me if I had McDonald's money. So now when you gonna ask me an outrageous question, I'm gonna give you the same reply. Do you have grandkids money? Ladies, be prepared. Stay prepared. Fellas, same thing for you. Okay, be prepared and stay prepared for these family functions. Don't get caught out here not knowing what to say, and then you got the IE ass face. No, you give it to them right back. We are old enough now for these replies, goddammit, especially when they saying these things in front of all your damn cousins that got babies and you the only one left with no damn baby. Okay, be prepared. Seriously, though, I hope you guys enjoyed your Thanksgiving. You know, the way things are going out here in this day and age, we really have to be thankful for our families and our support systems. It's to the point where, you know, one day your family here and the next they're gone. And most importantly, keep in mind that at the end of the day, family is really all you got. Your friends may come and go. Your friends may be close to you like your family and yada, yada, yada. But at the end of the day, your family is all you got. Love, peace, and hair grease. Lyric is over and out.